Hey guys, Stephanie Hoffman here. Thanks so much for coming back. We are going to talk about discovering your capacity and making choices that are going to positively affect your goals. To recap, what we went over in the first part of the audio training was really just to decide what you want. So number one was decide what you want and create goals. And hopefully you guys have written some of those down. Moving on to today, what I want to touch on first is number two, discovering your capacity. Now, what do I mean by this? So what I really mean by this is to sit down and think about how much of your energy, your productivity are you using? You know, are you coming home at night from work or the end of your day and are just exhausted? You know, are you slumping down on the couch and just too tired to be able to do whatever it is that your responsibilities are? So I want you to evaluate your energy levels. Try to think of what you can do to create more energy. Like a really quick example of this for myself is, so when I'm sick, I like hate doing anything. I am the biggest baby. I sit on the couch, the bed, whatever, and I feel as though I need everything done for me. It's a mindset thing. When I'm sick, I feel as though I cannot do anything. And so I want you to ask yourself, at the end of your workday, when you get home, are you really that exhausted that you can't do anything else, that you can't get up and you know, clean the kitchen, do the dishes, whatever else it is? Or is it that you feel as though you are that tired? Evaluating your energy levels, you can really try to think about how much of your energy are you actually using? Because if you're not using all of it, there's definitely things that we can do so that you can create more energy. I mean, even just something as simple as exercising. And that takes me into the next thing about discovering your capacity is taking some time for self-care. And what do I mean by self-care? It sounds kind of like a really medical term, but what I mean is like take some time to care for yourself. Self-care. You know, I'm not trying to say like remove the calluses from the bottom of your feet, but maybe I am, you know. Sit and think about like what are things that are going to that you can do for yourself that are going to make you feel good. You know, even if that is just taking a few extra minutes out of your morning and putting on some eyeliner and you don't normally do that, or folding your clothes. That's something I hate to do. But anyways, do something so that's going to help increase your work productivity. When you can do more things that are going to be caring for yourself, that's going to increase your productivity level because you're just going to feel so much better about things. Another thing that you can do to try to figure out and discover your capacity is to create a daily schedule for your life and for your business agenda. And this is one that I constantly struggle with, but when I wake up for the day and I don't have anything planned out, it's really hard for me to get going with my day, to get going with my schedule. I feel a little bit clustered as far as what to do first. And, you know, I have all these things that I need to get done, but I don't know what order to get started in. And so I really encourage you to, at the end of your business day, at the end of your day, really take a minute, and whether you're going to sit and write them down or whether you are going to just kind of mentally recognize what is it that you need to do for your day tomorrow. And when you do that, and when you can make kind of a daily schedule for yourself the day prior, when I do that for myself and I wake up that next day, I'm like bing, bang, boom, like ready to go because I already have everything that I know I need to get done already laid out. I'm not taking that time and kind of fuddling through what it is I need to get done, because I find like when I do that, it takes me an extra hour and a half sometimes that is just lost time. So evaluate your energy levels, take some time for self-care, and making that daily schedule, you know, maybe it's not for you, but try it. I'd be surprised if it doesn't help you. And you can even go as far as planning out your week, you know, plan out your week, whether, you know, if you have social media that you have to post for your business, you know, if you need to be present on a social media platform for your business, planning out your week on that Friday night, or if you're doing work over the weekend on Sunday, so that that's one less thing that you need to be stressed out about or you need to be worrying about throughout the week, that is going to help you so much. It's going to give you so much more energy, right? You're not getting bogged down by the stress of it all. And then lastly, like, just choose to pursue personal growth. So going back to that, when you get home from work and you slump down on the couch, really try to make conscious decisions that are going to help your pursuit of personal growth. And all of that's going to increase the capacity at which you can function and the capacity at which you can take things on. And I love it. I think that it just is helpful in so many different ways. So moving on to number three, making good choices. You know, you could apply that to just your general life, but what I want you to do is to choose activities in your day that are, again, going to add to your personal growth. For me, taking some time out during the day to talk to my loved ones, to network with like-minded individuals, and taking some time in my morning to really exercise, you know, utilizing that self-care for myself. I'm going to be making those choices for myself, for my day, for my business, that is going to add to my personal growth. Another thing that is really important, and if you're a list maker, this is going to be good for you. You might already be doing this, but make a list of all of your top priorities. What are things that you need to get done? Okay. And then you're going to make another list of things that you have on your agenda for the day. And then I want you to compare those two lists. So what you're often going to find is the things that you have on your agenda for the day are not necessarily serving your goals, are not necessarily serving your desired outcome. So if you have things on that list that aren't serving your greater good, aren't serving your goals for that day, for that week, cross them off. Pretend like you already did them. Pretend like they don't need to get done, whatever. But I want you to really be focusing on the things that you can do, the actions that you can take in your day to really help you to obtain those goals. So that cross-checking list is pretty huge for me. It helps me to eliminate busy work that I do for myself, things that I think really need to be done but aren't necessarily getting me closer to my goals. Another thing that I think is really key when we talk about making good choices and just really applying it to our lives at this point, but when you can surround yourself with like-minded individuals, it just changes your whole life. I'm just going to say that. It changes your whole life. So when you can start to really, and I'm not trying to say you need to pick and choose your friends and leave friendships or whatever, but maybe you're at that point in your life where you've outgrown them. So that's not a bad thing. You know, that's okay. But I want you to surround yourself with like-minded individuals. When you do that, you really are kind of kicking it up a notch. You know, you're taking yourself to the next tier and really surrounding yourself with people who are goal-driven, who have really good mindsets. It's just really encouraging to be able to have that in your day, in your life. Another thing that we can do to help us make better choices for ourselves, for our business, and this to me is a really big one, is to start living as if. Let's go back and let's look at your goals. So let's say that your goal is to make $10,000 per month with your business. I want you to start living as if you were already that person that was making that $10,000 a month. So that you that's making the $10,000 per month, what kind of decisions is she making? What kind of friends is she hanging out with? What kind of food is she eating? What kind of clothes is she wearing? What is her outlook on life? What is her outlook on money? Start living as if you were that person. And I am by no means telling you to go out and just start spending all this money that you don't have, okay? Let's be reasonable here. But what we're doing with that is you're taking your mindset and you're totally switching it from this need mentality to this mentality where you're already in it. You're already living it. And what that's going to do for you is really just bump up your business to kind of the point where you're not as needy, you're not as graspy for things, but you're really living in the moment. And I think that that is an amazing way to be. So live as if you were already doing those things. And I think that that's going to help you obtain them quicker. I think that those kind of shifts that we can make for ourselves are going to be what is setting us apart. What is setting us apart from your neighbor or your friend who has those goals and just is never reaching them. So another thing for making choices, and this is kind of last on my list, making choices is not always the easiest for your business. Whether you're just starting out or you are kind of in it for a while, there's definitely things that you are going to be great at for your business. There's definitely also things that you're going to struggle at with your business. Personally, it's kind of the behind the scenes of stuff, like how the email funnels work and linking all of that stuff together and, you know, maybe your advertising and stuff like that. So what I want you to do is really learn to delegate. We cannot do everything. You can't do everything for yourself in your own life. There's definitely things where we need to hire people out for, right? Like your accountants or a dentist. I mean, like all of those things, like we delegate in our lives. And so we need to learn to delegate for our business. That's what's going to keep us afloat. And that's what's going to keep our productivity going, because when I can spend more time doing the things that I know are going to be making me money, it's not like the other things are not making me money, but those are things that I can delegate to someone else so that I personally can spend more time on the things that I know are going to be making me money. And you can apply that just to your life too, right? Learn to delegate. If there is something that, if you're a control freak like me, this is hard, but I want you to really try to give up some of those reins for things that other people are good at. That is going to just free up more time and more energy for you to be reaching those goals, right? Okay, we've got number one, decide what you want, create those goals, right? Clarity equals power. Number two, we are discovering your capacity. How much of yourself are you already putting in? How much of yourself do you have left after that? Because you may have a lot more left after that than you think. And so there's lots of things we can be doing to really free that energy up. Number three, make good choices. I know it sounds like something a mom would say, but it's so true. Try to think of your outcome and whether this choice is going to benefit your personal growth, benefit your business growth, and benefit your goals. And if it's not a choice that's going to do those, leave it behind. All right, so that's all that I have for you today. And what we are going to go over in the next part of our audio series is how to eliminate excuses. There's lots of things that we do to sabotage ourselves, and we're going to delve into those next. Until then, think all these things through, and I want you to write them down, and that's going to help us get to that next step. All right, guys, talk to you soon.